to know who Jesus is. Everybody's glad. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'd like for you to turn to the 103rd Psalm. Psalms 103. Amen. And I like to talk about some things I'm glad God said. Everybody that's glad for the word, say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Psalms 103. Amen. Hallelujah. It starts out with, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." And it ends up with, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." If you can start out with, "Bless the Lord, O my soul," and end up with, "Oh, bless the Lord, O my soul," you're doing all right.
Yes.
Some started out, "Bless the Lord, O my soul," and wound up with, "Oh, me." Amen. I like to see the consistency in folks that start out well and end well. Can you say amen? I just love to see somebody that's going strong for God and then see them 30 years later and they're still going strong for God. Amen. It's wonderful to start out with, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name." Hallelujah. "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Dr. Taylor, in his paraphrasal, said, "Bless the Lord with all my heart." Amen. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me." Amen. And since that's the chorus of the song that the psalmist sings, let's get the verses, okay? And some of those verses I really specially identify with. I'm really glad he said it.
Yes.
Amen. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name." Just before we leave that, it's wonderful to feel that way. It is God's will that we feel that way. All that is within me. Man, I mean, you're praising God when you give it all you got. When all that is within you praises him. Hallelujah. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." We need to take into account once in a while what God hath done. Hey, just before you quit, just before you leave church, just before you quit God and the fellowship of the saints, you need to sit down and write you out a great big long list. Somebody I read about did that, and they just decided not to quit. Amen. One reason folks quit is they forget.
Yes.
Kind of rhymes, don't it? One reason some folks quit is they forget. Amen. Well, we don't want to forget. If we'll not forget, we'll stay with it. Can you say amen? Amen. Here's one I like. "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all thy diseases." Boy, I needed that. Man, I'm glad he said that. Praise God. Because when I get sick, the devil accuses me. He tells me how bad I've done. Tells me how many mistakes I've made and how I failed God. Amen. And thank God. I'm so glad God said this. Because I look a devil between the two eyes and say, "Yes, that's right, devil, but he forgiveth all my iniquities. And now, get a load of this, Mr. Devil. He healeth all my diseases, too." When they tore the roof off the house where Jesus was preaching in Capernaum and let that man down on his stretcher into the presence of Jesus, the first thing he said to that man was, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." I believe, brother, that his heart beat faster, turned flip-flops. I believe joy welled up in his throat. Praise God. I believe tears came to his eyes. And I believe, brother, his soul was getting ready to overflow when Jesus said, "Thy sins be forgiven thee." Amen. You see, in the last analysis, sin is the reason we're sick in the first place. Now, I know there are those who will come back and say, "What about Job?" Yes, amen. But Job was in an earthly body and in an earthly frame, amen. And that's why the devil had a lick at him. He was one of Adam's children, amen. And so sickness and sin in the last analysis is of the devil. It came because of sin. It boils down to this. We'd have never been sick if our fathers hadn't sinned. We'd have never had a hospital. We'd have never had to a toothache if our fathers hadn't sinned. Amen. And don't you think the devil won't use that on you? Yeah, he'll accuse. That's what he's doing today. The Bible says he is the accuser of the brethren. Did he ever jump on your back? Did he ever accuse you? Amen. Boy, he sure has me. In fact, he's never quit. He's always looking for something to throw up to me. And usually, I am so full of error and failure, I give him plenty of ammunition. Amen. Lord, have mercy. I need God. I need the intervention of the Lord. Amen. Oh, when my thoughts overpower me. Amen. In an unforgiving spirit. And tempted by envy and hatred and pride. Praise God. I need to humble down and say, "Oh God, forgive me of my debts, my sins, my trespasses, as I forgive those who trespass against me." Oh, yes. When afflicted with wandering eyes, amen, and unholy thoughts, I need to pray, "Oh God, I don't want this. I don't want these, but here they are. And oh Lord, cleanse me." Hallelujah. Whatever I need, give it to me, Lord. Praise God. Forgive all my iniquities. Praise God. And then watch him wipe the slate clean. He didn't stop when he said, "Son." Amen. Woo! Brother Havis said when he was praying, amen, said God spoke to him and said, "Son," he said, "I felt like jumping right straight up and yelling to the world, 'Did you hear what he called me? He called me son.'" Amen. He said, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." Praise God. Well, why did he do that? Amen. He shut off the faucet before he started mopping up the mess. Amen. Hey, the Lord don't start mopping up the mess with the leak still sprung. And amen. He fixes the leak first. Amen. If you went in your house and the bathtub was running over and the floor was full of water and is running out into the hall and you just made it in time maybe to save it from flooding the whole house. Amen. You didn't immediately grab a mop and start mopping, did you? No. Amen. You turned the water off, didn't you? You turned the spigot off. Praise God, and pulled the plug in the bathtub. Hallelujah. Yes, you did, and then you got the mop and the wet or dry vac, praise God, and took care of the mess after you shut off the faucet. Hallelujah. Yeah, praise God. When Jesus said, "Thy sins be forgiven thee," he was just shutting off the faucet. He was getting rid of the root cause. Amen. You'd be surprised how much sin has weakened this body. The reason there are diseases today that medical science struggles to cure and can't cure is because men have gone deeper in sin than they've ever gone before. Great sins bring great afflictions. Praise God. I'm glad he said he forgiveth all thy iniquities. How many, Mike?
All.
All. How many, Jim Lawson? How many, Raymond Shockley? How many, Sister Jean? How many is all? All. You just can't improve on that word. All means all. Doesn't it? Amen. Everything that is chalked up against us, he wipes the slate clean. Every bad mark the devil has against us, he wipes the slate clean. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. But I tell you, for me, I'm glad he said it. He forgiveth all thine iniquities, and healeth all thy diseases. Is there anything too hard for God? Is there any situation too hard for God? You're breathing, aren't you? Your heart's beating, isn't it? You got a heart, haven't you? Amen. Yeah, you do. If you're here, you got one. That's not a thumping gizzard. That's a heart, amen, that God's give you. Amen. He's putting breath in your lungs. Hey, amen. That's his life that gives you the ability to function. And where there's life, there's hope. And there's nothing too hard for God. You may be among the living, walking dead this morning. You may be as hopeless as John Newton, amen, who got so low he became a slave of slaves. His sins dragged him down. My heart was distressed neath Jehovah's dread frown, and low in the pit where my sins dragged me down, I cried to the Lord from the deep miry clay, who tenderly brought me out to golden day. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, David Ray, a song of his praise. Hallelujah. Are you glad he said it? Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, I'm glad he said that. Yes, Lord. Amen. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all thy diseases. What a wonderful thought. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Amen. We talk about wearing a crown. When the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. But folks, thank God Almighty, there's a crown for every one of us this morning. Amen. Did you notice your hat this morning? Did you notice that royal diadem that he put on your head this morning? You didn't see it? You didn't notice it? Hey, don't forget it. He said he crowneth thee with loving kindness.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And like a jewel set in a grand crown, like a diadem, amen, in that royal mitre, sweet Lamb of God, amen, he crowned thee with tender mercies. I'm glad he said that. Amen. Hey, sit up a little higher this morning. Quit that moping. Amen. Say, devil, see my crown? See the loving kindness of God? Amen. I got two legs to walk on. I got two arms to reach out with. I got two eyes to see. I got a I got a mouth to praise him with. I got breath in my lungs, amen. I walk to this grand new day. I watch that multi-billion dollar sun warm the earth this morning. Amen. I stepped out into the fresh air. Amen. And today I'm a recipient. I have been crowned with loving kindness and tender mercies. Amen. Oh, we have many crowns like David, and we will wear that crown of victory, and we will wave those palms of victory someday. But there's one, if you just knew it, that you put on every day. Amen. Hallelujah. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't sleep with that hat on. Somebody said people have more fun than horses. They go to sleep with their shoes on. Amen. Well, we have more fun than angels. Amen. Because we're crowned with loving kindness and tender mercies. Are you glad of it? Say amen. Listen to this. Amen. April the 23rd. Amen. I'll turn 63. Amen. So I'm glad he said this. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed as the eagles. Whoo! Come on, you senior citizens. Shout a little, praise God. Amen. Your youth, he said, is renewed like the eagles. Oh, you've heard it preached many times from this pulpit how the old eagle goes off among the rocks by himself to mote. Amen. He drags his beak across the rocks until it comes off. Amen. He claws the rocks until his claws comes off, and he sits there and his feathers falls out, and other eagles feed him while he grows out a new beak and new feathers and new claws. Praise God. And he someday spreads his wings again with new feathers and an eagle eye, and his youth is renewed as the eagles. When A.T. Gillette was 62 years old, God called him to preach. He said, God, I'm an old man. Call a young man. He said, I'll make you like a young man. He boasted behind this pulpit of driving as high as 800 miles a day and going steady, preaching the gospel. Praise God. God renewed his youth. When God found him, he was all bent over, walking on a cane, all before his time, with old football injuries and another injury where a hot water heater blew up on him. When he left football, left teaching in Lexington at the university, amen, and moved around Hammond, Indiana, and got into real estate. One day, one of his houses, a hot water heater blew up and injured him. And now, with his back curved and is stooped, barely able to set one foot before the other, he walked into Assembly God Church in the suburbs of Chicago. Hallelujah. And that morning they continued the service just for him. Well, they didn't know it, but God did. Amen. The preacher said, I believe God wants to do something special for somebody here today. And they continued to sing and worship and pray. Amen. Finally, the preacher went back and asked A.T. Gillette, stooped and warped and bent and pained by sin. Amen. Don't you feel like the Lord wants to help you today? And he said he can do a whole lot to help me. Well, come on. And you know what? He did. He walked out, praise God, to that altar. Glory to God, and God saved him. And he said, an angel, it's on tape here in the file of the Highway Holiness Church. He said, an angel took hold of his neck and took hold of his Achilles heel and pulled his body straight. And every vertebrae cracked and popped as an angel pulled him straight. And God healed him and then filled him. name of the Holy Ghost that same morning, and he began to laugh. Hey, laughing in the Spirit's nothing new. We did it spontaneously as long as I can remember. Praise God. He began to laugh. He laughed and he laughed and he laughed. And ignorant of the ways of the Lord, he said, I actually thought the Lord was going to kill me with joy and laughter. And he said, God, let off. You're going to kill me with laughter. Amen. And the Lord let off. Praise God. You know what he did at the age of 60? God renewed A.T. Gillette's youth. At the age of 62, he made him like a young man to preach the gospel. I've seen him run to the pulpit, hop up those steps two at a time. Amen. God did that. Hey, cheer up, folks. There's hope for you. You're living, ain't you? You got life in your body, haven't you? You're going to live for the glory of God, aren't you?
Yes.
Amen. I'm glad he said that. Thy youth is renewed as the eagles. Amen. Ah, yes, April the 23rd, I'll be 63. Incidentally, I wear a size 17. This is a 16 and a half. It's kind of tight and out of shape. Amen. I think I'm going to have to unbutton a little bit. Praise God. Amen. Tell the truth about it. I don't need a thing. Amen. Hallelujah. I've got too much already. Hallelujah. Woo! But I would like to have my youth renewed periodically. Hey, I like to keep the spring in my step and preach and pray till I die. Hallelujah. Carry the glad news. Boy, didn't that preacher last night carry the mail? He not only carried the mail, he delivered it last night. Praise God. Amen. But sometimes, you know, it changes when you pass that over the hill, Mark. And we need a little extra. I'm glad he said, thy youth is renewed as the eagles. Don't bat your eyes at me now. I didn't say that. The Bible said it. I'm glad of it. Oh, John, you're young now and full of life. You don't know what we're talking about. And you can't probably, amen, appreciate this. Hey, but Brother Sexton can appreciate it. God did a bypass on him. He gave him extra vein in his heart. Praise God, it took over. Hallelujah. When the arteries, one of them closed up, God gave him an extra vein. And that's just God renewing your youth like the eagles. You believe God can do that? Huh? Amen. I've known some awful young that was awful decrepit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some are old before the time. Amen. One fellow said he heard about this place. Amen. We're down in the mountains of South America where they lived to be 115, 120 years old. Said he went to see for himself. And he walked up to this decrepit looking fellow. Amen. And he asked him what the secret of his long life was. And he told him. He smoked a pack of cigarettes a day. He drank pretty badly. And he did a lot of things that were no-nos as far as sins was concerned. He said, by the way, how old are you? And he said, my next birthday I'll be 29. He was old before his time. Amen. If you're not very careful, amen, sin will take you farther that you won't go. Amen. Oh yes, he reached away below the bottom to get some of us. And thank God, he got some of us before we got to the bottom. Amen. I appreciate people that have lived their whole life for God. I really do. I appreciate, amen, all those things. Who satisfy thy mouth with good things. But I like this part. So that thy youth is renewed as the eagles. I'm glad he said it. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and glorious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He'll not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. I'm glad he said that. Amen. If your heart has been distressed neath Jehovah's dread frown, and low in the pit where your sins dragged you down, just cry to the Lord. From the deep miry clay, he'll not always chide. He's glorious in mercy. Amen. Anxious to forgive. Praise God. She came back yesterday after making a call on the telephone to my wife. And my wife, as I walked in day before yesterday, said, "You'll never believe who called me on the telephone." We hadn't seen her in years. We introduced her to the wholeness movement, to the camps and youth camps across the country, preached her and took her up offerings all across the land, recommended her to preachers. Amen. She told my wife, "You won't appreciate the way I look." Amen. Her life broken, home broken, children broken. Amen. She came to see us yesterday because we was her friends. She said, "You tell Brother Collins not to be mean to me for the way I look." She thought I'd be mean to her. I wasn't mean to her. Amen. I'll tell you, if you love God and you got God in your heart, you're merciful like God is. Amen. If you got God in your life, amen. I told my wife as I saw her yesterday in our living room, I hugged her neck. I said, "Mom, kill the fatted calf. The prodigal has come home." That's God. That's God, folks. Amen. Amen. She said, "I could never love him again," talking about her husband who left her for another woman. Amen. "I could never love him again. I could never forgive him." Amen. I said, "Hosea did." Amen. "And God did. God did me. God did you." Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm glad he said it. Praise God. He has not dealt with us according to our iniquities. Because you see, our iniquities carried the sentence of death with them. It wasn't any great big sin that Eve did. As a matter of fact, her crime wouldn't have been covered by insurance today. Because there wasn't no fence around Adam's tree. Or God's tree. There wasn't no lock on it. And so the insurance wouldn't even pay off today. What Eve did, you wouldn't even have to confess to the priest if you was a devout Catholic. Because they didn't steal $40. Amen. Not even have to confess it to the priest. It's not a mortal sin. But when Eve picked that fruit that belonged to God, I don't know whether it was a pear, peach, plum, or apple. I don't know if it exists in this world today. Amen. I don't know. But God said, "Don't eat it." Amen. God said, "Don't eat it." Wasn't too bad, but it carried the death sentence with it. Oh, not too bad by modern standards. Not too bad by the morals of today. But it carried the death sentence with it. Amen. God has not dealt with us according to our iniquity, because every one of them would have landed us in hell. But God's mercy gave us another chance. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Corrie ten Boom said he cast my sins into the sea and put up a sign, no fishing. He buried our sins in the empty tomb. And he dares the devil to dig them up. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's under the blood. I'm glad it is, aren't you? So far as the east is from the west. Amen. Praise God. Travel west as far as you want to go, and you'll never go east. Travel east as far as you want to go till you've encircled the globe. Oh, glory to God, many, many times. But you'll never go west. Amen. East and west, praise God, are totally separated. Hallelujah. That's how far he's separated our sins from us. Amen. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Amen. For he knoweth our frame. I'm glad he said this. And he remembereth that we are but dust. Many times I remind him this morning. Amen. I prayed this prayer today. Lord, you know I am but dust. Amen. I don't care how far extended they reach in their cloning research. They always had to start with a living cell. But you and I were cloned from dust. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Ooh, he made Adam in his own image and then put him to sleep, praise God, and cloned Eve from Adam. He added a little extra to Eve. He made her a living doll. But in each case, it took the breath of God to make them live. Praise God. Oh, my friend, we came from dust. Amen. There's a lot of worry going on about cloning research and about this, that, and the other. Hey, God's still in charge and his sovereign. You'll not let it get too far out of hand. Amen. I don't know about the ninth chapter of Revelation, those locusts that had faces like men and hair like women and breastplates of iron and a sting in their tails. I don't know where that came from, what kind of mad scientist created that. Amen. But there they are, tormenting men. Amen. For months. Men will seek death in that day. Such fearful things. Those creatures loosed out of the bottomless pit. Where did they come from? Amen. Oh, God. What's going on in the underworld today? What dastardly, dark plans has the devil got for this world? Amen. Don't worry. It's in his control. Amen. He remembers that we are but dust. It will call on him today and remind him, maybe, and as we remind him, really, we're not telling him it's something that he don't know. We're reminding ourselves that we are but dust. Amen. So next time you come short of the high and lofty expectations that you have for yourself, it might do you good to remember that you too are made out of dust. Hey, the next time your neighbor miserably fails and comes short in his loyalties to you, amen, and he may fail you so utterly that you consider it unforgivable, but remember, he too is but dust. Brother Havis Crawford preached in Richland's camp meeting on stars and dust. He told about Abraham, how that he prayed and sought God. Amen. And God picked him up in Havis' message out of the dust and put him up there among the stars. Hallelujah. And said, thy seed shall be as the sands of the seashore. He didn't stop there. He said, that is the stars of the heavens for multitude. What a wonder it is that God can take this dust and place it among the stars. Come on. Amen. I'm glad he said it. He remembered that we are but dust. As for a man, his days are as the grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone. I don't know whether the lady got the title for the book, Gone with the Wind, from this verse or not. But that's the way most of us are going. Going with the wind. And listen to this. And the place thereof shall know it no more. No more. No more. I'm glad he said it. For I saw Sir Walter Scott when he built his beautiful house for his new bride in his beautiful garden and planted it with his own hands and built the sundial in the midst of his beautiful garden, he had placed in Greek in the sundial, the night cometh. Walter Scott was reminding himself, the old Negro spiritual, we ain't got long to stay here. My Lord called me. He called me by the thunder, the trumpet sound within my soul. I ain't got long to stay here. What we do, we better do quickly. What you do, you need to do it well. The Bible said, what thy hand finds to do, do it with all thy might. For there is neither device nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest. Amen. Soon be gone. Amen. If you're going to make a mark for God, the only thing that's going to last is what we do for the souls of men. The only treasures we keep is what we give away. Amen. If we can give more away, we'll have more treasure in heaven. So Jesus said, sell that thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven. Why did he say that? Because we ain't got long to stay here. We'll soon be gone. We'll soon be done. It'll all be over. Shortly, the wind passed over it. Oh, yes. And when a few more summers come, and a few more winds blow, hair will turn to silver. Amen. Steps will get slower, and the grinders will cease, and the pitcher will be broken at the fountain. Amen. Oh, yes, the grasshopper won't hop like he used to. The keeper's going to shake. Amen. Oh, yes. That's why he said in the first part of the 12th chapter of Ecclesiastes, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. We'll soon be gone. The night cometh. Let's do our best for God. We haven't got any time for the world. We haven't got any time to fritter away in sensuality. We've not got any time to waste. We've got to redeem the time. Precious time. One wise man said, if thou wouldst love life, then do not waste time. For time is the stuff that life is made of. You hear me this morning? Are you listening today? Amen. How much time does God want? All of it. All of it. He said, whatsoever thou doest in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord for the glory of God. Amen. Let's live for His glory. We need to be reminded. I'm glad he said it. The wind passeth over and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. Amen. I knew Vince. I knew Ira Roberts. I knew Ralph Mooneyham. I knew John Trevelyan. Amen. I knew some of the great men that walked among us. They grew old. There's a whole generation that don't know a thing about them now. They don't know anything about them. Their memory has faded, and the place thereof knows them no more. Amen. I go to Virginia, and up Poor Valley, I go by the house where Vince lived. Look up on the hill. Try to tell my wife that's where he lived. And I look up on the hill where it's grown up in bushes now and thickets now, where he used to have his field and where his cow fell out of the pasture and broke her neck. Had to shoot her. Amen. I said, that's where a cow fell out of the pasture. He lived in the mountains. Amen. Broke her neck. Fell down a road ditch. Had to shoot her. Amen. But the place knoweth him no more. Amen. Ah, yes, we'll soon be done. Your work will soon be over. Amen. I like what he said, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto the children's children. I'm glad when we're gone and forgotten that God don't forget our children or our children's children. Amen. Maybe if we sow enough good seed, Mike. Maybe if we plant enough good stuff, Jim. Maybe if we do what we ought to do. Amen. There'll be a harvest for the children too. Another generation will have their revival. And they'll have... And as a matter of fact, you can bless him. What blesses God? It's when his people praise him. What blesses God and makes him happy? That word blessed means very, very happy. Amen. Oh, praise God. We can make God happy. We can make God to be pleased with our praise. That's why we don't need to come to church with a long face. We need to come to church praising God. Amen. Oh, I know that we can't always smile. I know that sometimes we mourn and sometimes we weep, but I think that pleases God even more when we lift our face with tears running down our face and say, "The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be His holy name." That's what Job did. He sat on an ash heap and said, "The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away." And God smiled and the devil frowned, and it blessed God that Job praised him even in the midst of his great loss. Can you do it? Can you do it? You can do it. Job lost all of his boys, lost all of his girls, lost all of his camels, lost all of his donkeys, lost all of his sheep. Amen. Great God. The devil swept the slate clean. Amen. His wife said, "Curse God and die. Dost thou still retain that integrity?" Amen. There's an easy way out. Curse God and die. And he said, "You talk like a foolish child." You know why Job's wife said that? She was dust too. She got over it. Praise God. And they had some more sons and some more daughters. And they were the most beautiful daughters in the land. It may look pretty bad. Amen. But he'll get over it. She'll get over it. Praise God. There's a better day coming. The sun will come up on a brand new morning. Hey, reconciliation is a sweet, sweet thing. It blesses God when his kids kiss and make up. It blesses mom and dad when the kids quit fighting and hug each other's neck. Huh?
Right.
Amen. It blesses mom and dad when brothers, amen, cease to fight, cease to threaten, and hug each other's necks. Hallelujah. Yeah. Your neighbor's just dust. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his host, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. I know it's probably talking here about those angels that minister to him, praise God, but there's some more ministers down here. Amen. Anna ministered to the Lord in prayer and fasting, and she got to be there and rejoiced to see the newborn child. Praise God. Old Simeon, he blessed the Lord and ministered to the Lord. Amen. And God spoke to him and said, "You won't die until you've seen the Lord Christ." With tears of joy running down his face, he said, "Let thy servant die in peace, for I've seen the Lord Christ." Pays to be faithful, children of God. Amen. Oh yes, I know angels minister to the Lord, but you can too. By your prayers and your fasting. Amen. He said in one place, he maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. Praise God. You know what it takes to go over for God? Get on fire. Amen. John Wesley said, amen, catch on fire and the people will come to watch you burn. Praise God. Ooh, glory. Fan the flame of the fire. Minister to the Lord until you see enough of him. Praise God. It sets your happy soul on fire. Praise God. Amen. And you can minister and bless the Lord by doing his pleasure. Pleasure, P-L-E-A-S. Please. Amen. The act of pleasing God. Doing those things which are pleasing in His sight. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Bless the Lord, all ye His host, ye ministers that do His pleasure. Amen. Jesus said, I do always those things which pleased Him. And what did God say? Amen. When He was, Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, was baptized by that venerable prophet John the Baptist, that priestly, amen, minister of God, the greatest of prophets, what did God say? This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Amen. How do you know if anything's right or wrong or not? Would it please God? Amen. How do you know the decision you make is right or not? Do you feel like you're pleasing God? Amen. There's a lot of good things we could do. Amen. It's not necessarily His perfect will. Amen. It'd be good and it'd be wonderful, amen, if I would go to Africa and spend the rest of my life in the Congo, amen, and lead a whole bunch of savages to the Lord. Praise God. But it ain't God's will for me to go to Africa, spend the rest of my life in the Congo. If it is, He ain't told me nothing about it yet. So far, amen, it's God's will for me to follow Him right here. One step at a time. What's God's will for my life in those areas I don't know? Amen. You need to sing, I'm following Jesus. One step at a time. I live for the moment. In His love divine, my spirit grows stronger. Each moment, each day, for Jesus is leading. Each step of the way. A preacher told me, said, don't you go to that little church up there in Summit, Missouri. Said, I went up there and preached. And he said, all they gave me was $7 for preaching. For my revival. I felt led to the Lord to go anyway. Amen. Had a good revival. They give me 35. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. It don't matter what there is in it or how many there are, how opportunistic it looks or you look. Amen. It's obeying God and following Jesus one step at a time. Hey, the Bible's full of messages to preach, but I just had one to teach this morning. That was 103rd Psalm, and I'm glad He said it. He said it for my good, my edification. Hey, and I walked into the pulpit this morning trying to follow Jesus. One step at a time. Amen. Oh, if they'd just let me in that pulpit. I've got so many things I need to say, and they need to hear. Boy, they just give me a chance. Amen. You'll get your chance when the time comes. Amen. You may like be like Brent when he felt like he got big enough to sing in the children's choir. Amen. He went up and stood there in the choir, and he'd never looked at that congregation from this direction before. He only stood there a few seconds and run back to his seat. Amen. Brian and Chris egged him on, said, get up there and sing with them, Brent. Get up there and sing with them. Turned around in his seat and grown up like he said, I can't do it, guys. Sometimes we just wanted a chance at it. Boy, if they'd give me the opportunity, I could do it. You couldn't if it wasn't God's will. We can't do anything God doesn't want us to do. When we do His pleasure, when we go where He wants to go, we can be assured of one thing. We'll at least have the anointing to do the job. And probably nobody else will. Because God's got a place for every one of us. And nobody else can do the job like you can. Where God leads you to go, and when God tells you to go. Be ministers that do His pleasure. Do always those things which are pleasing in His sight. And by the way, amen, let's live a life that blesses the Lord. Oh, our soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Raise your hand and praise Him with all your soul, all your heart. Bless Him.